here on the Region's Big Postgame Show. Auburn softball wins by a score of 9-0 over UAB, and now being joined by Auburn outfielder Isis Trezvik following tonight's win. Isis, War Eagle?
War Eagle.
A game like tonight, how does it feel to pick up a win like this?
Feels good. I mean, we were hot last weekend playing against LA Tech and Georgia Tech, and we just want to keep on having that same energy throughout the rest of our season, and that's exactly what we did. It's kind of hard facing multiple pitchers during a game, but I feel like we were very mature and carried our bats well and got a dub.
Coming into tonight's game, you had only been in a bases-loaded situation once, and twice already in tonight's game you came up with the bases loaded. What's your mindset in those situations?
I try not to overthink, which I tend to do a lot when I'm up the bat, but I'm just like, you know, I just hit in the air somewhere deep or hit a hard ground ball and just try to produce a run to come in. First at bat, I didn't know what to expect from her because like, I was like, oh, she's new. So I'm like, okay. So I made sure I took it backside just to score the run and end up getting two RBIs. And then the last one, I just wanted to hit it hard somewhere. Luckily, I hit a nice hard ground ball and able to score whoever was on third.
Big win for the team, a combined no-hitter as well. What's that like playing defense when your pitchers are so dialed in?
It's so relaxing. Like, I don't have to worry about anything, but our pitchers are amazing, and they work hard every day, especially Shelby, Penta, you know, Milena, everybody works hard every day, and, you know, we always got their back whenever they need help, but usually sometimes they have it all to themselves. So
we'll see you in LSU. Congrats on the win, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
That's Isis Trezvik here with us on the postgame show and now being joined by Auburn softball head coach Mickey Dean following tonight's win. Run rule victory for your team, coach. Good feeling here tonight at the ballpark. What did you think of that one?
I thought we did a nice job. We got off to a quick start. We continued to build on it. Pitchers worked ahead. We averaged 15 pitches an inning, which is exactly where we want to be. And, we did a nice job.
I was curious if you would notice that 75 even pitches across five innings, a combined no-hitter for your team as well. What was working?
Well, we were getting ahead. When you get ahead, good things happen. And that's what we did. I think we had one walk, one hit batter, and then we still were able to stick it to 15 pitches an inning, which is we want to be at 15 or below every inning.
Offensively, able to score those four runs in the first inning to set the tone. All nine batters came to a plate. How was your team able to get off to such a good start tonight?
Well, we forced them to pitch. You know, they had six walks there in their first three innings. And when you're doing that, then you've got a chance to put some runs on the board, and we did so.
Final non-conference game of the season now. You shift your attention to SEC play.
We have one next week.
Well, how about that?
You have to ask Lisa. I don't know. We just found out we got another one next week. So
we'll be ready for it.
There you go.
We'll go to LSU first, though, right?
Yes.
So now we'll turn our attention to LSU, coach. What's the mindset going into Baton Rouge?
Well, right now it's, getting our rhythm and looking at video and doing those things. And, then we'll jump on the bus and we'll head down there on Thursday. And, they're a good team. It's tough playing on the road, so we've got to make sure that we're composed and we're within ourselves, and we'll be fit just fine.
We'll see you in Louisiana. Congrats on the win, War Eagle.
War Eagle.